This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
A number of years ago, there appeared in the New Yorker magazine a story of a Long Island resident. Long Island, of course, is off New York City, that Long Island that goes out into the ocean. He ordered an extremely sensitive barometer from a respected company that you know as Amber, Crombie, and Fitch. Now, they're known for their clothes and some of their explicit ads for young people. I'm not going to get into that. But at the time, Amber, Crombie, and Fitch sold all kinds of things, including this very expensive barometer that you could have at your home, and it would tell you when there's going to be rain, when there was going to be a beautiful day, sunny day, that kind of thing. When the instrument arrived at his home, he was disappointed to discover that the indicating needle appeared to be stuck, pointing to the sector marked hurricane. After shaking the barometer vigorously several times, which is never a good idea with a sensitive mechanism, and never getting the point to move, the new owner wrote a scathing letter to Abercrombie and Fitch on the following morning, just saying how terribly disappointed he was in their product. That needle was stuck on hurricane. And I can tell this thing doesn't work. I want my money back. He mails it on his way to his office in New York City, rides the train into New York. That evening, he returned to Long Island to find not only the barometer was missing, but his house was too. You see, the needle of the instrument had been pointing correctly. The month was September, the year was 1938, and that was the day of a terrible hurricane that almost leveled the entire Long Island in New York. What's my point? I just read a verse of scripture that Jesus said, if you do not believe I am the one I claim to be, you will indeed die in your sins, and people shake that. I don't like that. I want it to point to something else. I want it to say something else. Make me feel good. Make me feel positive. Give me a good word, and we all want that. I do too. But my point is this, that's not what Jesus said in John 8:24. He simply had the audacity to point the needle and say, if you don't believe that I am who I claim to be, you will indeed die in your sins. I mentioned this last week. To die in your sins is the worst possible epitaph for your life. He didn't say to die of cancer is the worst thing that can happen to you, because it's not. He didn't say to die of heart disease is the worst thing that can happen to you. He didn't say to die tragically in some war situation. He didn't say that. He said, you will die in your sins if you don't believe that Jesus Christ is who he claimed to be. 8-week series, we're 2 weeks into it. Belief. You are what you believe. Belief is biology. And everything we believe about Jesus Christ affects everything we believe about our marriage, about our families, about everything else, because the essence of belief is what John said. This is the injunction, the command, to believe in Jesus Christ in the name of his Son, the name of God's Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another. You do that, God's Spirit lives in you, and we live in God. And the proof, the Holy Spirit that lives in us. Let's pray together. Well, just for the sake of discussion, what would happen if you really put into practice 1 John 3:23 that says this is God's command or injunction to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he commanded us? I believe it would make a difference in your marriage today if you believe that verse. I believe it would make a difference in your family today if you believe that verse. I believe it would make a difference in every area of your life if you and I followed 1 John 3:23 to believe in the name of God's Son, Jesus Christ, and then to turn around and love one another as he commanded us. We'll continue this series next week on the word believe on Cross Hope on Sirius XM 131.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.